I want to thank AFR for being an amazing radio station, family-oriented, God-oriented, Bible-loving, amazing. Anyway, I have a lot more I'd like to say, but it's 5 o'clock, and Abraham Hamilton III is coming on, and I just love that AFR put Abraham Hamilton III on my dial at 5 o'clock when I'm driving home. God bless you, AFR.
It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day on American Family Radio. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman and his wife Linda for their faithful obedience to the Lord and their example to us.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Yes, it is Founders Day. That is, we thank God that He used Don and Linda Wildman to start a ministry years ago, 1977 to be specific, and today it would be a ministry that is touching lives and changing people's hearts. This is Bert Harper and Alex McFarland, and it's Share-a-thon. And listen, we want to share with you that God is doing a great work here. People have been calling in. They've been making pledges. And we thank God for you. If you haven't done that yet, now's the time. Right now would be a great time for you to share and say, this is what God's landed on my heart to do. And that number, by the way, is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Or you can go online at AFR.net. And I want to read our Bible verse, and then we'll bring Alex in. But Romans 15:13 in the New Living Translation is our verse that we've claimed and entitled A Confident Hope for the title of our Share-a-thon. It reads, I pray that God, the source of all hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of Jesus Christ. Alex, every time I read that, I can't help but see the source of hope who gives a confident hope. If we're not connected to the source, there's not going to be any hope to receive, is there?
That's true, and it's good to be with you, Bert. And as you were reading that verse, I was thinking about how in Jesus we have hope, we have confidence, we have assurance that, look, as bad as the world might seem sometimes, look, the truth prevails. Christ is risen, and God and His will prevail. And Bert, you know, I'm so glad that this is a day that we acknowledge and honor the founder of the American Family Association, Dr. Don Wildman. And I know his wife has sacrificially been alongside the journey all those years too, and his great family. But I was a young believer back in the 80s. I had gotten saved when I was 21. I was in college. And I remember, you know, you begin to grow, and I watched Billy Graham on TV, and I learned who Chuck Colson was and Dr. Dobson. And I was watching, and it might have been Donahue, but there was a Methodist pastor on there. And he said, and this was pretty much a verbatim quote, that America desperately needs a moral rebirth. We need a revival. And the host, I'm thinking it was Phil Donahue, was very sarcastic and mocking. But I watched this man with conviction and just confidence share the gospel and stand for truth. And I said, wow, that man knows what he believes, and he's influencing people. I think that was probably the first time I ever saw and heard Don Wildman.
Well, he was a great man. And again, that was in 77 when it started, and God has used him. And what's neat is how many things and how many people we've partnered with over the years, and it's been a blessing. And that's what you do when you call 877-616-2396. You're partnering with us, and we partner with others, and I feel like we're the connectors, connecting those people with the others to do the work. And, you know, a confident hope, speaking of hope, we have a guest today, and I wanted to introduce him very quickly.
A special friend.
And yes, it is, and it started with hope. Many of you have heard of 8 Days of Hope, and their hope is real because their hope is in Christ. And the man who is one of the co-founders of 8 Days of Hope, Steve Tiber, is here with us. Steve, it's great that you're here on this Share-a-thon, A Confident Hope, and you're representing 8 Days of Hope.
Oh, it's
God's got God does things well, doesn't he?
Amen, amen. It's such an honor to be here. You know, so many people know of 8 Days of Hope because of American Family Radio. It's not a secret. These 40,000 volunteers who've traveled the country to love and serve the brokenhearted with us over the last 15 years, 80% of those volunteers heard about us on AFR. And that's just, I love how God connects the dots. You know, brother, we're better together than when we do our own thing. And this is the perfect example of Don's passion when he started American Family Radio to find other organizations that he then can sow into to see what God does. And it's been an amazing 15 years. Thank you for having me on today.
Well, it's good to have you. I love to tell this, and it is so true. When you give during Share-a-thon, we have matches and challenges and add-ons, but because you give to AFR, it really aids the ministries of all of our other partners. Like Steve just said, 8 Days of Hope and all the people that respond through AFR, even Exploring the Word when we announce it. But, you know, and Alex, you've just been in Ohio, and there you were the child evangelism, and you had a great crowd, and you said many of them had heard it because of AFR. So when you give through the ministry, Share-a-thon at AFR, you really are making it possible for others to minister as well. And so update us a little. Let me give that number, and then update us what took place last night. 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. Make that pledge now. Don't wait for another hour. I know Abraham Hamilton's coming up, but you don't have to wait on Abe. You can do it right now. Now, he may be as excited as anybody, but you can give right now. But I heard you had a great time last night, Alex.
We really did. We really did. And by the way, let me say this. I'll give a little update about Ohio yesterday. But maybe it's selfishly, but Bert and I, we appreciate the audience of Exploring the Word. And we just want to blow it up and do more and invest more in the gospel. So, Exploring the Word listeners, this hour, let's lead out really strong. That number again, 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online, AFR.net. And hey, Dale Bayer leads Child Evangelism Fellowship there around Columbus, Ohio, and Mansfield, and all these wonderful counties. And we had well over 250 people last night. And I got to talk about worldview and evangelism. And we talked about a simple how you share the gospel, but some of the worldview and apologetics issues. Bert did a little bit of open Q&A with the audience. And we were so thrilled at the great crowd. And I've got some photos of this huge crowd. We were at Berea Baptist Church there in Mansfield. They let us use their gymnasium, and it was packed. And I'm going to put these photos up, and we've also got some recorded testimonies. But Bert, just literally dozens of people came. I stood around talking for a couple of hours after it was over, and they were saying what it means to them, what listening to Exploring the Word and all of the programming from AFR. I talked to several people who they had sort of wandered away from church and really walked away from Christ, and yet the programming, whether it was the Hamilton Corner or our show or one of the other shows, not only God used it to bring them back to the Lord, but is equipping them to stand strong. And so, being in Ohio, I just want to say how much we love all the listeners there. And it reminds me, folks, of what your giving does and what your investment in the gospel does. That's why we would ask you, we would boldly ask you to stand with us. Let's do this together. Let's bring the gospel to our nation. And things like Steve Tiber and 8 Days of Hope, that's just another example of the multiplied effect, because we do interface with so many organizations and we partner together. And God, through AFA, is building this network And it is a, you know, the Bible says a cord of three strands is not easily broken. Amen. Well, Bert, with American Family Association and the Journal and the Films Division and the Radio Network and all that we're doing, and I'm on the road and you're traveling, and it's a cord of many, many, many strands, isn't it?
It is. And because of that, God's just working and using. And I like Steve said earlier, and you just said, God loves that. He sent them out two by two. He didn't send them out one at a time, you know. And when Paul went out, he went out with another. But guess what he did? He gathered people along the way, guys that say, we want to travel with you, a Timothy and a Titus and others. And so that's always great. Let me say this, Randy. On the break, we're going to wait because I want Steve to do this. We're going to give the number and get ready to tell the story about 8 days of hope and its beginning. I never get tired of it because I relate to it, because when I started, Jenny and I, my wife and I, started saying God's laid on us to minister to pastors and their wives with Fishbowl. I came to Brother Don. I shared it with him. And they, an AFR, Don Wildman, they supplied the finances for the Fishbowl we ever did for young pastors and their wives, never knowing that one day we'd be back at AFR doing Fishbowl, the circle, you know, just completed. And Don Wildman was integral in that. But, Steve, again, I want to give the number, 877-616-2396. Make that call right now, and you can catch up with Steve. You won't miss a lot. But, Steve, when God laid it on your heart about 8 days of hope and you came to see Don Wildman, what happened?
Oh, I'd love sharing this story too, because I tell people all the time, I had a plan. We developed a plan, but then God very clearly showed us who was in control. It wasn't us. The goal was simple. We wanted to help out a family or two on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi after Hurricane Katrina. And my dad and I and a couple buddies thought we'd go find a widow, an elderly couple, a single mom, and help them rebuild their home in 8 days for free. And I asked Don if I could meet with him because I wanted to see if AFR would run one local spot so maybe we can get 20 or 30 volunteers to go, not five or six. And when I came to meet with him, Tim Wildman was in another room. He had about six people in the room with him, and I thought I did something wrong because I walked in the room and all these heavy hitters are there. But long story short, Tim says, we love your heart. We want to be a part of this. You know, we're better together. We're going to help you develop a website. We're going to help you develop something that people can volunteer. And yes, Steve, we're going to play your ad, not only in Tupelo, but across the country. Well, I didn't know that you had 140 stations at the time. So that trip that was meant to be six people ended up being 700 people. We were going to help out one family. We helped out 84 families. Here we are, 7,000 families later. But before I left that day, this is just a God-sized story, though, Bert. Brother Don called me in his office, said, well, who's in charge of your finances? I said, well, this guy, he's a vice president of a local bank. He's, you know, trustworthy, and don't worry, we're going to have accountability and all this and that. He goes, how much money have you raised? I said, about $1,200. He goes, wow. I said, yeah, I can't believe it, how God's providing. And he said, well, here's another $100. And I said, thank you. You know, you're going to put an ad together, you're going to do a website. Thank you. He goes, but I want a financial accountability when you're done. Because you know Don, he knows where every penny is.
That's right.
And talk about accountability. If you give to AFR, and you can do that by calling 877-616-2396, they are unbelievable stewards with its resources that God sends their way. So I said, Don, thank you. Thank you for the 100. We have 1,300. I'm thinking, this is great. We might be able to help out two families. And I go in the parking lot, and I open up the envelope because I had to go take it to the bank and deposit. And it wasn't $100, Bert. It was $100,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Bert, my dad and I wanted to help out a family, and we didn't have any idea that God was about to blow up in a good way this national ministry, and it needed some seed money, and I didn't even know we needed seed money. But that $100,000 bought the building materials to help 84 families in Bay St. Louis and Waveland, Mississippi rebuild their homes. And after that, this ministry started. We became a nonprofit. We now are headquarters in Mississippi. We have a Northeast satellite in New York, a Midwest satellite in Iowa. In the last month, we were in Kentucky helping out flood victims, in Alabama helping out tornado victims. We are and have been in Texas helping out those who have busted pipes, building safe houses for those rescued from sex trafficking. Brother, I'm not that good. We're not that good, but God is great, and God used AFR, American Family Radio, to sow into a ministry because God had a plan.
Amen. Mm. No wonder it says overflow.
Come on.
Overflow.
Amen.
Alex, that's overflow. I've just found out we've been overflowed. A $75,000 challenge has been given to us in this hour.
Amen.
And Alex, you were talking about all the exploring the word listeners and them being good. Right now, with a $75,000 challenge, that means that when you give, it is essentially doubled. And so do that, man. That's awesome. So you're getting a double, like 8 days of hope and pre-born and all of those. But you're also, these people have said, we want to join others and encourage others to give.
And I'll say this, Bert, you know, that was a one-time unbelievable gift. But AFR didn't turn their backs on 8 days of hope after that day.
It's been continual?
For the last 15 years, you have played ads across the country that our volunteers hear about 8 Days of Hope from American Family Radio. Also, you're one of our national partners. In essence, you cover our fixed costs. So when somebody donates to the ministry of 8 Days of Hope, 100% is passed through. We couldn't do that without AFR. And so people, I'm telling you, don't go to our website today. Call this number, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net. They're an unbelievable partner. I love American Family. I love the Wildmans, brother. I love you, Bert. You guys are amazing, and we are better together, brother.
Amen. Well, we're going to take a break, but stay, Steve. I love you. Thank you, you and your family. God bless you. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you, brother.
Hey, it's Share-a-thon, A Confident Hope. Make that call, 877-616-2396. Make that call. Make that pledge right now. $75,000 challenge. What a time to do it. Do it now.
You know I didn't marry you because the earth moved the first time we kissed. I married you because you're a good man. And through the years, I have been moved time and time again by your dedication to me and by your good example to our sons and our grandkids. I guess I could say you became the man of my dreams. Oh, Harold, I know you can't talk now, but somewhere deep inside, I know you still love me too.
How's he doing today, Mrs. Nelson?
Well, you know, about the same as always. But I think he heard me today. We've been having some nice conversation.
In sickness and in health, godly marriage helps hold us together as a society. A message from the American Family Association.
Dear friends at AFR, my wife and I listen to your broadcast every day, either live or through podcast. In the spring of 2019, I was on an extended road trip for my business here in the Southeast, manufacturing business with foreign owners that were quite difficult. At the same time, as I was on these travels, it coincided with AFR Pledge Week. At first, I was disappointed because I wanted to listen to the normal lineup. But then I tuned in, and the first thing I heard was a sermon from Pastor Jeff Shreve. The topic was the sin of worrying, which I really needed to hear at that point in time. The next speaker up was Pastor Robert Jeffrey, and his topic was the same, the sin of worrying. I knew that God had clearly directed me to find the one radio station in rural Tennessee at the right time so I could hear these two messages. I didn't need to be told twice. Things came to a head in my business. Shortly thereafter, I gladly sent in my resignation. My loyal staff all did the same shortly thereafter, and they all found terrific jobs, even better after they left. Since then, my wife and I haven't regretted at all our decisions. And I'm doing a better job, I believe, of obeying the Lord's expectation to use my God-given talents as an engineer and a teacher in the topics of shop and engineering and helping young people enter careers in engineering. I can say that AFR has played a major role in helping my wife and me deal with adversity in my business, the needs of our aging parents, spreading the gospel of Christ to our children and grandchildren. Also, by sharing this information, my marriage with my wife has grown stronger. As the Lord continues to bless us, we will gladly support these fine organizations. Thanks for all you do. Many blessings.
God continues to provide for this ministry in the faithfulness of His saints during Share-a-thon. Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or at pledge online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
You know, Founders Day is a day when we thank God that He used Don and Linda Wildman to begin a ministry that would touch lives, not only in America, but around the world. And you heard in the first segment how 8 Days of Hope began. And now, as Steve was leaving, he said, "Bert, I just wanted to say that $100,000 has multiplied to $54 million that's been poured in to people's lives all over America that were struggling after a great tragedy." Alex, that's overflowing. And that's God, isn't it? That's how God works, isn't it?
That's like Ephesians 3:2, abundantly above and beyond all that we could ask or think. And isn't that great? You know, I was listening to Steve's testimony about how Don Wildman and AFA has come alongside, and now 8 Days of Hope is a great national ministry. And, you know, I can say the same thing, but in a different way. But, you know, years ago, 11 years ago, when Tim Wildman and Jim Stanley approached me and asked me to be on the radio, I didn't have any money. And yet, being on the radio every day, you and I get to teach the Bible and we get to equip people and impart the gospel to people. But in terms of me traveling and writing, look, hey, there's a reason that my 19th book is coming out in September, and it'll be my first book that I've written in conjunction with Bert Harper. I'm very excited about that. But publishers approach me, and they've allowed me to write books, not because they necessarily want to hear what Alex McFarland has to say, but they know that we're on the radio every day, and if we write a book, we can make people aware of the book and promote it. I get hundreds of speaking invitations. I'm in front of tens of thousands of young people every year, or at least I was before COVID, and that's coming back. But my point is, as an evangelist, as an apologetic speaker, and as a person really called to evangelize youth, Bert, my whole world changed 11 years ago when Tim Wildman put me on the American Family Radio Network. I could never have afforded that, and yet the giving of people like the folks listening right this minute, I couldn't tell you how many thousands of people have walked an aisle, bowed at an altar, asked Jesus Christ to come into their life through this process of being on the radio. People call me. We have citywide crusades. And that's part of the partnership of AFA. And when people give, they're helping make this happen. And I'm only one of the dozens of ministries that AFA has given a platform to.
It makes a world of difference, and you're a part of it. You listen, you share about it, you pray for us, and now you have the opportunity to invest in that, and you invest by calling 877-616-2396. And right now, with this $75,000 challenge, that is a match for you to help multiply your money. And again, it is multiplied because it gets programmed like Dr. David Jeremiah's program, Dr. Dobson's program, Dr. Robert Jeffrey's program, all of these programmings from other people, Alistair Begg and how he comes on. It helps them to broadcast and gives them a platform. And Alex and mine, we are able to do that because of your ability to pledge and give and share. And with that $75,000 pledge right now, what an opportunity to give and to share. So do that. You can also go to AFR.net and do that. Well, Alex, today's Founders Day, and Randy has found a clip that we want to play for you concerning Brother Don and kind of the history of it, and let you know a little bit about our founder. It's been a while since he's been able to be on, but we hear him all the time on the radio because he does still. We replay "It's My Turn," and we hear him But this is a testimony a little bit about the history of it. Play it for us, Randy.
Turn the television off week was a unique action, never been tried before. And I knew it would grab the attention of the media. It's all the background for good media story, good media play. You know, here's this small town preacher, thinks he's going to do something pertaining, affecting television, you know. And so I played the game in order to get the publicity, in order to get the word out. I played dumb a lot of time, which came natural for me. But if your opposition thinks that you're dumb or dumber, then that puts you at an advantage. So I played the role for a while. The media gave me a good bit of publicity for a while, until it became evident that, hey, he just may be able to pull this thing off or do something. And when that became evident, then the media backed off, and instead of playing the game of David and Goliath, then they began the attack game, which has been going on ever since.
You know, that's how it started. And again, Alex, you were talking about that earlier, about when you saw him. Probably it was the Donahue show, and Donahue thought he had this country bumpkin on there. When he was over, he found out he wasn't quite as country and as a bumpkin as he thought he was. And that's Don Wildman, and that is him. What you heard is this guy that I can just say I love him from the bottom of my heart. He and I have worked together and known each other, and he's such a blessing to me and his wife, Linda. And so on Founders Day, we do like to remember that. Alex, you remember what it says over in the Old Testament? It says, remember those markers. And when, yes, you know, and what God did, he would take the history. Yeah, he would take it through and remark the history of his deliverance. And so it's right for AFR to remember what God has done and how he used Don Wildman. And on Founders Day, we do that. And so that's why we share that, because we want to remember our foundation, because our foundation is in Christ.
Well, and amen. And let me say this, folks, and I want to give that number again, and we're asking you to invest. We're talking about the soul of America, because we're talking about the souls of Americans, and people are being saved, people are being equipped, people are getting informed, and they're learning about the moral, the spiritual, the legal, the social, the political nuances of our country that they're not going to get through the mainstream media, and it's all delivered through the lens of God's Word and Scripture. So this is a ministry worth supporting, because it's about Christ's Great Commission. It's about the state of our nation. And so please call this number. Call right now, not later, and not somebody else, but right now. Let's get on board together. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. You may give securely online at AFR.net. AFR, as in American Family Radio. And your information will never, never be shared with any third party or anything like that. It's all, let me just say this, folks, and I've been involved in ministries and missions work for 30 years. I mean, literally, nobody handles everything more carefully, more prayerfully, more honestly than AFR. And Bert, let me say something about why I see the hand of the Holy Spirit throughout this ministry. Can I just share something very briefly?
Go right ahead, brother.
There's a lot of great Christian work in America, and probably 18 years ago, I was doing some work for a ministry, a good ministry, a national ministry, but every time they would record what we call liners, L-I-N-E-R. The liners are the things like you're listening to this ministry or that ministry, voiceover work. They would fly in voice talent from New York City. And I didn't know if they were saved or not, you know, but everything had to be so professional. Now, listen carefully. I believe in doing things with excellence. But sometimes you can get too polished and too professional that it's maybe like obsessively perfect, but it just doesn't have the hand of the Lord upon it. And I was at a recording session, this is many years ago, before I ever knew the AFR family, and I was talking to some of the voiceover talent that had been brought in, and that some of them weren't Christian, but they had this great professional broadcast quality voice, and they were being used to read the scripts, not because they were following Jesus, but they just had a real good professional voice, and they were exceptionally high-paid vocal talent. Well, my point is this. With AFR, everything is done with excellence, but it's done by people who love Jesus. And I mean from the engineers behind the glass that are operating the equipment, to the people on the microphone, to the people in the journalism department writing news stories and publishing the journal, to the people that answer the phones and answer the mail. I know, because I've been around this ministry for now more than a decade, every day begins with staff devotions. Everything is bathed in prayer. To my knowledge, every person doing everything related to this ministry, they pray for you, the listeners. They love you. They love the Lord. They are committed to Jesus. And this is not something out of Madison Avenue. This is something that's operated on our knees in prayer, isn't it, Bert?
It is. And one of the greatest groups that I love is over there in operations of opening the letters, accounting, whatever. Those ladies over there, and they open those letters, and many times their prayer request. They keep prayer journals, and they pray for those. And many times they will bring that prayer and share it with everybody and say, we need to pray for so-and-so, their daughter, something happened, their son, their husband. And it is saturated in prayer. Well, listen, that number, by the way, if you want to join, be a partner with us and be a part of this ministry that we believe God has raised up, make that call. It's 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. Alex, I want to tell about a ministry. We've talked about 8 Days of Hope. We've done a good bit on preborn, but Operation Christmas Child and the Greatest Journey of Samaritan's Purse. I want to give you an update of
what was done. That's from my home state, by the way.
This was done last year. Last year, 2020, AFR helped Operation Christmas Child by donating more than 5,000 minutes of airtime talking about the National Collection Week. This helped the Operation Christmas Child to collect and send more than 10 million shoeboxes in 2020. We were a part of that. And it's followed up. The gospel is presented. It is shared, and many of those are saved. Those that are saved go through the greatest journey. And this past year, 2020, the AFR family, those that contribute at Share-a-thon and those that helped to send the discipleship program of the Greatest Journey, last year there was over 12,000 discipleship books to the children as part of Operation Christmas Child by the listeners of AFR. Listen, brother, I mean, you know, and we're talking about foreign missions. We're talking about Operation Christmas Child going into over 100 different places, and many of those places are places that we couldn't get in if we tried. But by cause of Operation Christmas Child, they get in, Alex. That's who we partner with.
This is powerful. This is powerful. And this is, like we said, the ROI, the return on investment, some of the best harvest of souls getting the gospel throughout America, yes, but to the very ends of the earth. How we thank the Lord for our friend and our partner, Franklin Graham, and Samaritan's Purse. But here's a number, folks. If you want to do something that will count for eternity, and you might have to think and sacrifice, maybe you say, look, I'm going to skip going out to dinner. My wife and family, we were going to go out to dinner, but that $40, $50 we're going to send to AFR, and it will be matched up to $75,000 if you would give this hour. Talk about good stewardship, a matching challenge. So call this number. Please call right now, 877-616-2396, or you can give online at AFR.net. I mean, think about this, Bert. You may not know it till you get to heaven. You may not understand the details till you meet somebody in heaven, but the next phone call you make and you give a contribution can result in somebody coming to Jesus Christ and being born again and doing something. I mean, literally, you're doing something in time that counts for eternity. So please give, and let's make this the strongest Share-a-thon ever. Because I want to tell you something, Bert. The lost world, the secular world, the leftist, progressive, liberal, Marxist, politically correct, woke movement, they want Christians and patriots to quit. I mean, they would love for us to be discouraged and say, oh, you know, it's over, there's no hope. No, Bert, I believe, I've said this, but I'll say it. I believe there's going to be a revival. I believe there's going to be a Holy Spirit movement. Now, where we are morally, culturally, spiritually, I'm concerned for this country. But now is the time, this is the time for the church to be at her best, to say our prayers, to share the gospel, to model what it means to walk with Christ, but yes, to give. This is no time to back down or slack off. We're in a battle, but God is with us, and there is going to be a revival, and Amen. We can all be a part of it.
Amen, and you can be a part of it. You can help. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or give online at AFR.net. We have this confident hope. It's in Christ Jesus. He's the source, and He's the one that gives, and it can overflow in our lives.
Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR. Here's an employee memory.
Having been a staff member at AFA now for 27 years, and prior to that, 6 years on his advisory board, I have so many great memories. But I recall a specific board meeting in November of 1991 when American Family Radio was a single station in Tupelo, and Brother Don reported that the FCC had just opened up a new group of frequencies for adding translator stations associated with AFR, and he cast the vision to expand the reach of AFR across the nation. And we didn't really understand as a board his vision, and we questioned how that could serve AFA's mission. And Brother Don made his case. He said, since I started AFA in the late 70s, we had to depend on the mainstream media to get the message out, and the message was kind of lost after they put their spin on it. But we will own the microphones at American Family Radio Network, and they can't filter or change the message. So, wow, thank you, Brother Don and Miss Linda, because of your vision of the American Family Radio Network. The gospel of Jesus Christ is now shared every hour of every day. Unfettered, unfiltered. People are coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Families are being strengthened. The truth of the gospel is being shared. Thanks be to God.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founders' obedient service, and we invite you to make a gift in their honor during Share-a-thon on AFR.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
And he went and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled. He shall be called a Nazarene. Nazareth isn't mentioned in the Old Testament. We infer from this that not much importance was given to the town. In fact, we're led to believe that the town was even scorned by many, for was it not Nathanael who asked, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" The town was not located on any of the main thoroughfares. It lay slightly back out of the main stream of traffic. The city owes its importance, of course, to the fact that it was the home of the Galilean carpenter. In a very real way, he put the town on the map. Mention of the town is made some 28 times in the New Testament. and each time it is in connection with Jesus. The town lay in a valley surrounded by hills which rise like amphitheaters. It is located in Lower Galilee. Thus, the one who came from Nazareth has often been known simply as the Galilean. The little city is located about 80 miles to the north of Jerusalem. To the west is the beautiful Mediterranean Sea, approximately 20 miles away. To the northeast is the breathtaking Sea of Galilee. There's a spring in Nazareth which never runs dry. In the days when Christ was a boy, it was the only source of water in the city. His mother Mary must have come often to the spring to fill her jars, stopping a while to socialize with the other ladies drawing water. Many times, perhaps Christ himself drank from the refreshing stream. It still flows to this day, and today it's known as Mary's Well. The area around Nazareth is rocky and rather rough. In the lovely plain of Ashkelon, located just to the south of the city, was an international highway in the days of Jesus. It was called the Via Maris, or the Way of the Sea, or the Road of the Sea, and it linked Damascus with Gaza and Egypt. To the east, one can see Mount Tabor, a possible site of the Transfiguration. To the west, one can see Mount Carmel and remember the struggle that Elijah had there with the prophets of Baal. Jesus wasn't very popular in Nazareth after he began his public ministry. In fact, following one sermon in the synagogue, he was literally run out of town. The townspeople intended to push Jesus down a hillside and then stone him, but he was able to walk through their ranks and out of the city. The Hill of Precipitation, commemorating the event, is shown to visitors of Nazareth today. Some people blame their place of birth or their natural surroundings for their shortcomings, but not that man. Nazareth may have been a backward town, but there was nothing backward about the man who made the town famous. His vision was forward toward eternity. No place of birth, no prejudice on the part of other people, no lack of sophistication ever hindered him from rising to the heights God had called him. The town owes whatever fame and recognition it has to the one who grew up there, tending his father's carpenter shop and perhaps even occasionally keeping watch over a flock of sheep in the field. Nazareth was the place where the Galilean lived. In that respect, hopefully, there's a little of Nazareth in each of us.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
It's Spring Share-a-thon 2021 on American Family Radio.
Give me a heart like David, Lord, be mine if it fails, so I can face my giants with confidence.
God continues to provide for this ministry in the faithfulness of His saints during Share-a-thon. Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or at pledge online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Wow, it's my turn. I love those, and they're timeless, and especially that one about Nazareth. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Yes, there could, and it was Jesus Christ, not just good, but the best. And so we're praising Him. We're going to lift Him up. That's what AFR does. We lift up the name of Jesus, and He will draw men unto Himself. Alex, listen, when I hear that, I just get excited about what we get to do. We get to teach on exploring the Word, just the Word of God, and we get to tell people you can know Jesus Christ as Savior. You can grow in Him. You can share your faith with others because of Him. And what a platform God's given AFR to equip believers, but also draw people unto Himself. That's worth being a part of, isn't it?
Well, it is. It absolutely is. And, you know, last night when we were in Ohio, met a lot of people that listen, and they were talking about how they've learned, and they share the gospel with people at work because they've been equipped. And I just sent these off of my phone. I think we've got a couple of these folks that we can play.
Yes, you can. All right. Do we want to play one of them specific or just let them play one?
Let's play number two.
Number two.
There may be a lot of background noise. We were in a venue with hundreds of people, so if it's noisy in the background, I apologize, but I think the message will come through.
Okay, let's hear that.
My name is Paul from Ohio, and I just love Alex and Bert and the exploring the word, and it encourages me and my family and my wife, Susan. And we just love to hear them talking about God's word and explaining it. And we listen to AFR as often as we can. And we're very thankful to God for their testimony and their stand for Christ in this world today.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Paul. And you know what, Bert? I mean, and we give God the glory, but I hear a sentiment like that 500 times a year, literally.
I know what you mean. Just this past weekend, I was there in the church, and people came up, and they were saying how much they love exploring the Word. They love AFR, but they really love exploring the Word because the Word of God. And I just got a text from someone, and I've got to share it. And it's from a young friend of mine whose mom and dad, their pastor and wife, and they're great friends of mine and Jan. And he said, I just want to thank you for everything you do, and I've just donated to AFR. And what a joy it is to have people you know, and they know you, and they want to be a part of what God's doing here. And Alex and I, we get to meet a lot of people. Alex gets to meet many, many thousands of people. And except for 2020, Jan and I get to go out. I've just been putting together since I've been here, since 2011, all the different places that we've been. They've asked me to put together a list of churches and conferences that I've done, and I've gone out back, going through it and looking at all my calendars where I've been, and in about 30 different states during this period of time for Jan and myself, sharing and telling what all God's doing. And when you pledge and you give, you're making the radio there, but it also gives us the opportunity, like Alex said, to be out there and meet people on the front line. And so make that call today, the $75,000 challenge right now, 877-616-2396. And, man, it looks like people are calling in right now. I look out the window here, Alex, you know how it looks, and they're on the lines, but I see about three or four. They're waiting for your call. And so for the next about 10 minutes, let's get those phones ringing and just let them hear. We want AFR to stay on, and we want the Word of God to be proclaimed. 877-616-2396.
Well, you know, I remember years ago when I first saw Don Wildman on television, then I began to, you know, get the newsletter. And what's interesting was he early in the ministry was talking about decency. And wasn't the name of the ministry something like the American Foundation?
It was the National Federation for Decency. That's Federation for Decency. That was it.
Now, when I was in college, a lot of my very liberal friends, and they weren't saved yet, but they said, oh, censorship. And I said, no, it's not censorship, but it's trying to, you know, have content that is true and is wholesome. I mean, we need morals, we need values and character. But what's interesting, I was just reading this morning about how Twitter and Facebook and social media, big tech, censors people they don't agree with, which is very often Christians and conservatives. And I've had tweets that, you know, a minute after very soon after I would post a tweet, something biblical, a scripture, it'll get taken down. And so while it's interesting that for years they accused Christians of censorship, when we were simply saying, look, let's have moral boundaries, now big tech and social media engages in viewpoint discrimination on a regular basis. That's why I believe AFR is so important, because this is a place where the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ is not censored. And frankly, world news, you know, there's One News Now, there's the journalism arm of AFA. You're getting truth, God's truth, and current event truth. And at least at this point, we're still able to do it. Let's hope that we will always be able to do it, because people need truth.
Our mission statement says it well, and it says what we're about. to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our country and to aid the church in carrying out the Great Commission, both here and internationally. We're to do it everywhere. And I want to tell you, that's what Alex and I are doing. We do our best. We have other programs besides Exploring the Word. Alex, it's heard on the weekends. Mine is called Exploring Missions. And we talk about missions that takes a place all around the world. We get to interview people that are ministering in those places. The last two weekends, we've been praying for those that are being persecuted. We know what's happening here in America, the cancel, you know, culture that's going on. Well, man, we've got people all in the world, brothers and sisters in Christ. Man, they've been living in the cancel culture for years. And we just felt led to pray for them. And places like North Korea, that, man, 30,000 of our brothers and sisters are imprisoned or in work camps there in North Korea. It's illegal to have a verse of Scripture, much less the whole Bible. And if they find out that one of your family members is a Christian, they usually take the whole family to discourage them. They teach the children to be informants concerning their children, their parents, about praying. And we want to keep that freedom, and we can do that. It's not either or, it's both and AFR can do both of those. And when you give at 877-616-2396, you're promoting those of us that share the gospel, but you're also sharing it to be able to keep sharing the gospel. Alex, it is a unique ministry, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, the book of Amos says, and we've taught through the book of Amos, but in Amos 8, verse 11, there's this warning. The Old Testament prophesies, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but a famine of the hearing of the word of God." Right now, Bert, I'm working on going to the Cove at June 25 through 27. I'll be teaching through the book of Acts and principles of revival through the book of Acts. And I hope everybody that can will be there. But we're living in a time where there is a famine of the knowledge of the Lord. There's a famine, and it's a famine many people want to happen, of the absence of the truth of God's word. So that's why AFR is doing such good work. We are proclaiming the truth. You and I on the show Exploring the Word, we do answer hard questions. We don't shy away from the controversial issues, but what we do is to give you God's perspective, God's eternal scriptural truth, because Jesus said this, the truth will set you free. And I just want to say to anybody listening, if you've never asked Christ into your heart, make that Amen. The thing you do this day. Do not let this day end without making sure that you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can do that. He's as close by as a prayer. And we would be remiss in all of our talking about what the ministry's doing if we didn't remind people one more time, look, make sure that you've been saved, born again, by turning from sin and putting your faith in Christ. And then, if you are a believer, you can help others know Christ as well. And supporting this ministry is a great way to do that.
It is. And if you need help in knowing more about Christ, and Alex, we share the gospel, but if you need someone to talk to, there's another phone number we give. It's 1-800-NEED-HIM or 888-NEED-HIM. Both of them work. 888-NEED-HIM, and they'll talk with you, and they'll help you. They'll answer your questions. That's another one of our partners. And yes, salvation. Listen, we're praying for revival, but I'm telling you, you got to be saved in order to be revived, and that's where it starts, and it starts at the cross. And if you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, you can give all the money you want to, but if you don't know Christ, it doesn't make you right with God. You got to get right with God as you surrender your life to Him, as you turn away from your own way, your own sin, and let Jesus Christ come into your life. That's what we pray for. And if you've never done that, Alex and I are saying do it now. And if you do that, we want to hear from you as well. But make that pledge. Those of you that are followers of Christ, $75,000 challenge, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. It is a confident hope because it comes from the source of hope, the Lord Jesus. That's a pretty good deal, isn't it, Alex?
It is. Folks, thanks for listening to Exploring the Word. Thanks for standing for truth. And thanks for listening every day to the American Family Radio Network. Be in prayer and tell somebody about AFA, but most of all, tell everybody about Jesus.